A great orator once said to his audience as he was beginning a speech, "My job is to talk, yours is to listen. Let's hope that we both stop doing it at the same time." There's nothing I like better than to talk about Salisbury School, and I appreciate your willingness to allow me to do so while you listen for the next few minutes. I hope we finish talking and listening at the same time. As you know, I am not an alumnus of Salisbury, and yet I have come to love it in my nearly 10 years of association with it as much as any graduate. From the first time on a beautiful fall day, when I drove up the driveway past the farmhouse, caught sight of that unparalleled view from the front hill, and went inside the main building to meet its people, I have felt very much a part of that special spirit that is Salisbury. During these 10 years, I've been asked many times to define that spirit that so many people feel almost from the moment they walk through the front door onto the senior rug. I really can't, but I know it is there. It has something to do with lack of pretense or superficial sophistication and not taking oneself too seriously. It has something to do with people, caring for people, a willingness on the part of faculty and staff to go the second, third, and fourth mile to try to help the students, and a refusal to count the hours involved in doing so. This is deeply embedded in Salisbury's history, has been passed down from generation to generation and transmitted to the students in each one of them. It has something to do with seeing each student as an individual while helping him to see that he is part of a whole. I think if I had to choose only one source of the Salisbury spirit, I would say that it is this. It's deep community life where people do things together, make personal sacrifices for the good of the whole. In talking with you as alumni, I am not unmindful of the fact that you are a part of that whole, that at least in my mind and the minds of others here on the hilltop, the Salisbury community is not one contained by physical boundaries and points in time, but transcends time and space. I realize that I am talking idealistically in saying this, and that it is far from true in reality, since there are alumni from every class who have all but forgotten the school or turned their backs on it. But they are not forgotten by us, as corny as that sounds, for they are part of a shared experience that can never be erased. In coming to Salisbury for 1 year or for 4 years, finishing successfully or unsuccessfully, having a happy time or an unhappy time, they became a part of a community which could only be destroyed by destroying all the individual members of it. As a member of that community, you are needed to keep the spirit of Salisbury dynamic and alive. Sarum today is alive and doing exceedingly well. But what will it be tomorrow? What we do today, not tomorrow, will answer that question. And every member of the Sarum community, students, faculty, parents, trustees, and you, the alumni, will carve out the answer to that question by what we do or don't do today. We need your support as never before, which means your financial support, obviously, but also your moral support. This can be given by visits to the hilltop, by sending in news of what you're doing, making contacts with other alumni in your area, taking part in Salisbury functions in your area, reading the bulletin and newsletter to keep updated on the school, and helping to interest new families in Salisbury. Our alumni body is small, numbering only 1,400, and on top of this, we have a special challenge in that the school, which fell on difficult times in the Depression years of the 30s, was so small that there are very few alumni from this era, which normally would be the age group furnishing much of the leadership and alumni support of the school. We therefore need every possible alumnus actively involved in helping the school right now to see us through this challenge today in order to ensure tomorrow. Each and every one of you is needed. A few years ago, many people were sounding the death knell of independent schools, especially boarding schools, saying that their way of life, their structure, and high costs would make them soon irrelevant to our society. I am happy to say that the evidence for this happening now is simply not there. Taking Salisbury as one example, we have defied that prediction in every respect by maintaining a full enrollment, a strong faculty, an exciting new curriculum, an enthusiastic and proud student body, and doing all this with a balanced budget, a vastly improved campus, and an increased endowment. We could not have done this without the help of the alumni, and we are grateful for it. But we need more help now to keep Sarum alive and exceedingly well, and to pass it on to the next generation in good shape. I'm almost through talking now. I hope you haven't stopped listening, because I have one more thing to say. It is the essence of my message to you as a vital or potentially vital alumni member of the Salisbury community and inheritor of its special spirit. That message is simply, please help. Thank you.